Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Public Health Nurse Lynn Fisher about food poisoning.
What time of year is it that food poisoning or foodborne illness seems to be most prevalent, do you know?
Summertime is the time that foodborne illness is most prevalent. So this is perfect to be able to come in and talk about it now because we're just approaching summer. The Memorial Day weekend is coming up. So this is perfect timing.
What are the causes of foodborne illnesses typically?
Well, it's from microbes in food, and the microbes can get in food in several different ways. It can be something that happens at the processing plant, so it could actually be at the slaughterhouse or where vegetables are being washed and cleaned. It could be on workers' hands, the workers at the plant, or it can be in our homes, in our own kitchens. That's typical places where food gets contaminated with microbes.
What are some ways to either prevent or steer clear of getting food poisoning, I suppose?
Right. Well, one of the main things to do is to curb commingling of foods, especially raw foods. Commingling with other foods is where food gets contaminated. So raw meat juices can spread to other foods and spread microbes. Using the same knife, the same cutting board, same kitchen utensils can also spread, cross-contaminate with microbes. And then fully cooked foods can get contaminated with other raw food. So really trying to curb any commingling of raw food in the food prep process. That's one of the main ways to prevent foodborne illness. Another way, really important way, is treating the food right for leftovers. It has to be, leftovers have to be treated right. Meat and chicken really needs to be refrigerated within 2 hours. Most foods need to be refrigerated within 2 hours. So if you're at a picnic, it needs to be getting into a cooler. On a really hot day, when over 90 degrees, that goes down to 1 hour. So if you're in a park and it's sweltering 90 degrees and you have food out on the table with a big family reunion or whatnot, 1 hour that food should be getting back into coolers. So that's not very much time. That is another major way to prevent foodborne illness. Mm-hmm. And then the other way, third way, is that microbes are killed by heat. So to have the meats fully cooked, or any of your foods fully cooked. And it's really tempting with grilling to just go by how it looks. But chicken and meat, especially, browns really quickly on the grill, so you really can't tell just by how it looks or how the food appears. So really the most accurate way to know if your food is cooked is a meat thermometer, using a thermometer. Mm-hmm. Certain meats have certain temperatures that are you need to get to kill those microbes. And those temperatures are known. They're usually on the thermometer. And so really try to discourage people just from looking at it and seeing how the food appears. The meat thermometer, or using the food thermometer, is really the best way to prevent. So those are the three main ways to prevent foodborne illness.
And of course, sometimes, you know, foodborne illnesses can come from just dining out, and it's not necessarily something that you can really prevent. It's somebody else preparing food for you.
That's true.
Personally, have you seen a lot of cases so far this, you know, the summer's kind of just begun. Have you seen any cases of food poisoning so far?
Right. So far in our county, we haven't. And that was another point I wanted to bring up. The Iowa Department of Public Health has really been working hard the last year to figure out what's a better way to track how much foodborne illness we have in the state. And so they started a new 800 number. And you can call this 800 number if you think you have a foodborne illness. And they will investigate it. They'll also see if there's other links between you and other people. They'll take the information. So Iowa Department of Public Health at the state level, they've assigned staff to work on this. It's pretty new and pretty exciting. That 800 number is 844-IOWA, IOWASIC, Iowa Sick. When you're dialing on a phone, those are the letters. I don't have the exact numbers as well, but it's 844, it's a toll-free number, 844-IOWASIC. So you can call and talk to someone at the Iowa Department of Public Health about your symptoms, where you've eaten, etc.
And why do you think they set up this hotline? What is the importance of calling and communicating this to them?
Right. Well, it's kind of hard to track because people so many times suffer in silence. And so they wouldn't call their doctor or they don't call anybody and they don't call the public health department. So they just go through it on their own, not realizing that maybe five other people that attended XYZ event are having the same symptoms. So Iowa Department of Public Health didn't have a good feel for how many people really suffer with this every year, and also the links between the people being at the different events. And it gave, this is a real concrete way for people to call in and report their symptoms. Sometimes people, you know, and that's so typical, and most of us do that. We just suffer at home, and in a couple days we're better, and we go on with our lives.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Washington County Public Health Nurse Lynn Fisher. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.